First of all, following that really wildly off prediction from the Reserve Bank, when we got the numbers yesterday, the Reserve Bank had been picking 0.7 growth. In the end, it turned out we went backwards 0.2. So what's happening really? Is a recession on the way, or are we even already there? Former Treasury Director and Senior Fellow at the New Zealand Initiative, Dr. Bryce Wilkinson, is with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it a worry that that Reserve Bank prediction turns out to be almost a full percent out?
I think what's been happening is our Reserve Bank has been following most of the other Reserve Banks of the world and pumping too much liquidity and getting interest rates too low, all trying to help their governments get through COVID. But as the eminent UK monetary policy specialist, Charles Goodhart said, is the problem is they've all been wrong. And now the central agencies, the IMF and World Bank, are all forecasting that this is going to be okay, that central banks will be able to get inflation down again without causing recession. And our own analysis of this in a report, Walking the Path to the Next Global Financial Crisis, which we published last year, is explaining why that all looks rather optimistic.
Bryce, you're sounding a tiny bit echoey. If you're on a speaker, I wonder if you might be able to speak into the phone. It's just a little bit echoey.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry about that. Is this better?
We'll do the best. Let's move on.
Let me try and do it this way. Okay.
That's great. Look, the thing that occurs to me is we're now nearly 3 months down the track from the period these figures refer to, and since then we've seen 2 50-point rises, haven't we? So what can we conclude about what's happening in our economy now?
We don't really know. We know we're on a weaker track from the March quarter figures than Treasury and the Reserve Bank were hoping. Our own view is that things are a bit more dicey than the central forecasts are assuming. They're assuming everything is going to be okay, slowly get inflation down, no recession. Our biggest concern really is that Treasury of the Reserve Bank in New Zealand don't seem to be looking at the international situation and what's happening in the US, Europe and the UK. And that's making them a bit optimistic about the international thing. What comes through in the March quarter figures is our prices of exports are still good relative to imports, despite the oil price rises to that point. But exports were weak and imports were strong. So we were back into running quite a big balance of payments deficit again. The worry is that if these export markets weaken because of international recession, that's really going to hit New Zealand. And that's our biggest concern.
All right. So we are, as you say, we're reliant on other economies doing very well. The UK, as you're probably aware, has hiked its OCR overnight. We saw that big Fed jump as well yesterday. Yeah. That's going to squeeze them, isn't it? So they sneeze, we catch cold?
Yes, indeed, yes. We're just a twig on the ocean wave, really. We go with the good things and the bad things.
So what do we do to help ourselves?
Well, the essence is always productivity growth, trying to get more income out of the same resources by doing better. And unfortunately, that's not the current focus. The current focus is redistribution and, you know, transferring resources to Māori and the like.
Dr. Bryce Wilkinson, former Treasury Director and Senior Fellow at the New Zealand Initiative.